أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون. صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained how the Ahlul Kitab, the Jews and Christians, changed their kitabs, also made tahrif, whether it was by words, the meaning, or they concealed certain ayats. And then also Allah explained that they attribute lies to Allah Ta'ala and say that Allah has commanded them with those wrong things. Like for example, to take advantage of disadvantaged people, and then they say that Allah gave us this command that it is permissible for us, we can do wrong to the people who are a bit backwards in whichever way. That was all lies. Now here Allah Ta'ala in this ayat explains, and the occasion of the revelation of this ayat was when they said that when the Christians of Najran had come and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them clear proofs that Isa alayhi salam is not the son of God, he's not God, Allah himself, all the clear proofs, and they had no answers for that. So when they had no answers, then they resorted to this to say that what can we do? We are helpless. Isa alayhi salam commanded us that we must worship him. And that he told us he is the son of God and we must worship him. And that Maryam, his mother, that you must worship her as well. So those were the lies that they spoke also. So Allah refutes those lies of theirs and says, مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ kisi bashar ka kaam nahi, it is not within the limit, it is not within the capacity of any human being. And yu'tiyahu Allahu al-kitaba wal-hukma wal-nubuwa, ke Allah usko dewe kitab aur hikmat aur paigambari ka aur paigambar kare. And that Allah Ta'ala gives any person his kitab, whichever kitab of Allah Ta'ala, the Torah, Injil, Quran, Sharif, whichever kitab Allah has given to any person, and Allah has given him then the authority. Allah made him his vicegerent, his deputy, gave him his authority, and Allah made him a Nabi. So such a person, it is impossible for him then, he says, ثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ, then he tells people, فِرْ وَكَهِ لَوْغَوْكُ كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِي مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, کہ تم میرے بندے ہو جاؤ اللہ کو چھوڑ کر. Become my slaves, worship me, and leave Allah one side. Allah says it's impossible for, and the choice of words of the Quran Sharif are also very magnificent. Allah said it is not possible for any human being, that is any person who knows that he's a human being, he can never ever say that worship me, that he claims to be Allah, to be God, as they told that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said that you must worship me. Because any human being knows his life is not his life. He can't control his life. Which moment his life can be taken away? His life, he didn't get it himself. Allah gave it to him. And he can't control. If he wants to die also, he can't die. If he wants to live, he can't live. It is all by the will of Allah Ta'ala. He can't wink an eye, he can't lift a finger without the command of Allah. So a person who is a bashar, a human being, how can he ever say anything like this, that worship me and leave Allah aside? So this was a big lie from their side. And then the composition structure of the Quran Sharif is also absolute and perfect. When a human can't do that, and then Allah says that human being whom Allah has given his kitab, made him a Nabi, and now he is here to execute the laws of Allah. How can he ever say, now leave Allah alone and worship me? It is impossible completely. So this argument of theirs has got no head, no tail. It is an impossible thing from besides reality, logically also, in every way it's an impossible thing. That when Allah made a person, every Nabi was a human being. And a human being is helpless within himself. And when Allah made them strong with his kitab, with the command of Allah, then how can they ever say that worship me and don't worship Allah? So this lie of the Christians was also made very, very clear, that what another big lie they are speaking. But what will the Nabi say? وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ لَكِنْ يُوْ كَهَيْ كَيْ تُمْ أَلَّهُ وَالِهُ هُوْ جَاؤُ. Every Nabi will come and say, become a servant, a slave of Allah. Become a die-hard, a lover of Allah. Fulfill every command of Allah. That is the work of a Nabi. Bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab. Jaise ke tum sikhaye the kitab. As you have learned the kitab, shari'at, the kitab. Wa bima kuntum tadrusun. Or jaise ke tum aap bhi parhte kitab, as you have learned the kitab, the Torah, the Injil, and as you are teaching that to your children and to your people, your generation, that same message is fulfilled, and go according to that message of your kitab, which you are learning and you are teaching, that become the die hearts of Allah. Make your connection with Allah Ta'ala. This was particularly to the Bani Israel, the Jews and the Christians, and the same it applies with every alim also, that when Allah gives him the knowledge of the Quran and Hadith, then he must not take credit for it for himself. He must not call people to his service, that they must glorify him, they must serve him, he must call them towards Allah Ta'ala. And all this learning and teaching of the kitab, that is in the madrasas, all the grammar, nahwa, sarf, all the learning and teaching, all this must be for one purpose, that all become rabbaniyin. Not only to know the kitab, not only to become as what we call normal traditional alims, but to become Rabbani, to become oneself also a devotee of Allah, and to make all others also devotees of Allah Ta'ala. So even the alim and the alim cause is incomplete until a person makes a ta'alluq with Allah, gets nisbat with Allah. That is what is the actual object. Not just to learn to become a hafiz, to become a qari and alim, but that we ourselves first become rabbani, for people who are of Allah Ta'ala. And we make others also rabbani. That is the purpose. وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا. اور نہ یہ کہے کہ تم کو کہ ٹھہرا لو فرشتوں کو اور نبیوں کو رب. And this is not at all the work of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, of the man of Allah Ta'ala, that they command people, they take the malaika and the Anbiya as gods besides Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing of worshipping any farishta also, and not worshipping any Nabi also. Worship, ibadat is only of Allah Ta'ala. But ita'at, following a Nabi, that is also compulsory. The ibadat is only of Allah, but who will lead us to Allah is the Nabi. And the deputies of the Nabi, the ulama. So we have to follow them, the ulama who teach us the right thing, who teach us to go towards Allah Ta'ala. The ibadat is only of Allah, no ibadat of any Nabi, no ibadat of any farishta, no ibadat of any alim, shaykh, peer is permitted. There is nothing like making tawaf at their qabr, making sajda at their qabr, or even in their lifetime to make sajda to them. That is totally haram, the ibadat of any and everything besides Allah Ta'ala. No tree, not the sun, not the moon, nothing a person can worship besides Allah Ta'ala. But to follow, make ita'at of the Nabi and his vicegerents, the ulama, ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haq, that is also compulsory. أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَعْدِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ کیا تم کو کفر سکھائے گا بعد اس کے کہ تم مسلمان ہو چکے ہو. Will ever any Nabi and will ever any alim who is an alim, a true alim, that he command you with kufr after you accepted Islam, how can a Nabi ever do that? Why are you people accusing Isa alayhi salam that he told you must worship me? That is kufr. How can a Nabi command kufr after you have accepted Iman, you accepted Allah, you believed in Allah Ta'ala? Now the Nabi of Allah tells you must make kufr and worship me. No, it's impossible. So your argument, what kind of an argument have you come with? There is no argument whatsoever. It's got no head, no tail. How can a Nabi ever do that? And similarly, any alim also can never, if he's a true sentient of the word an alim, he will never ever command and make people do wrong things and lead them astray. He will never ever, that is impossible for an alim also, anyone, a Nabi, an alim who's got knowledge of the kitab of Allah, and especially in our times, the greatest kitab, the Quran Sharif, whoever has got knowledge of that, he can never ever command people with wrong things. If he does, he is not an alim. It is just he's got the title of an alim, but he's not an alim. An alim can never do that, just as a Nabi can't do it, an alim also can't do it. So all these beautiful teachings Allah Ta'ala has given us here in the Quran Sharif, we should try and understand them properly, and then our amal also we must correct, our aqidahs and our beliefs also. And we must recognize who are our true leaders and who are our shadow, who are the leaders who are leading us astray. And we must be on our guard with regard to that. And we also must not become guilty that we lead our families and other people astray. That we also command the wrong and the evil. May Allah guide us to righteousness.